Servicemen and women who come home for good from Iraq and Afghanistan face many challenges, among them finding a job. And that's difficult for everyone in today's economic conditions, not just those returning for military service. Chad Soash wants to improve veterans' chances. He's an Army reservist and infantry drill sergeant on active duty at Fort Benning, Georgia. When he's not training, Soash is vice president of business development for the Direct Employers Association, a nonprofit consortium funded by hundreds of Fortune 500 companies. He also writes a blog called The Chad on jobcentral.com, and he joins us from member station WFYI in Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome, Sergeant.
Good morning.
You're on leave, I know, for the holidays. You have to report
yes,
back to Fort Benning in about a week. Tell us a little bit about what you do in the recruiting process for many of the Fortune 500 companies.
Well, I work for Direct Employers Association. We're a nonprofit recruiting leadership organization, and really what it is we've got over 450 major Fortune 500 companies mainly who have pooled resources and dollars to focus on recruiting more effectively online. But I lead many of the major programs that we're putting in place. A lot of the technologies drive a lot of the execution and whatnot to focus on recruitment online and driving the costs down and the efficiencies up.
Now, would it be accurate to say that in some ways you can act as a conduit between these returning veterans and some of these businesses?
Oh, no question. No question. It's hard to appoint because we're talking to companies, I mean, many companies, and obviously we deal with the states, too, through Vet Central. So we're talking about tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, you know, so it's hard to put a face to, you know, that type of a number, although being a drill sergeant and being in the Army, you get a lot of faces to try to pin them on, so it makes it a little bit easier.
What kind of jobs are the veterans finding?
Well, one of the things that we focused on early on with the National Labor Exchange, with Job Central and Vet Central, was not just to offer a one specific type of job and make it maybe a mechanics job site or what have you, because the military and Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guards, there are so many jobs. And they do everything from, you know, being a mechanic to infantry to all the way to dealing with nuclear reactors and things of that nature. So we couldn't just offer a specific vein of jobs. It had to be from A to Z.
Do you have any statistics or any information that tracks the placement of veterans?
No, not as of yet. We are very early with Vet Central, about 18 months or so, and we've been focused mainly on getting that outreach to the veterans to make sure that they know that the opportunities are available to them. Now, one of my big pushes for 2009 is to start focusing on gathering those metrics and that research information.
And the research information and metrics and so forth, I mean, basically you're talking about, you know, giving veterans the tools they need to state what their qualifications are, what they did in the military, and then mesh those with what the companies are looking for.
Well, mainly the hiring statistics, being able to pull those, glean those from the member companies so that we know exactly, you know, how many veterans we're getting jobs for. Mm-hmm. Although what you're talking about, Leanne, no question, one of the things I think we could all do better is on the military side as well as on the corporate side is to be able to help, you know, these men and women from the military better understand what their skill sets are and how they translate on the civilian side, because they do.
And then what companies might be looking for those characteristics and those qualifications.
That's exactly right. And again, we've got hundreds and hundreds of companies who are utilizing Job Central and Vet Central who are actively seeking those types of individuals.
Do you think your own military service, does it help your civilian work recruiting returning vets for jobs?
It does, although knowing what they're going through, the stresses they've been under on their way back, you know, there is a huge transition that needs to happen. Being able to translate that to hiring managers and VPs of talent acquisition for major Fortune 500 companies, it definitely does give me an edge.
I know you're not a job counselor. I mean, that's not your title. But do you have advice? What advice would you give to veterans who have come home and are beginning to look for work in this economy?
Well, I'll give the same advice that I give to my friends that I work with down at Fort Benning, and that's, you know, really understand what you're bringing to the table for, you know, those companies, those Fortune 500 companies, those mid-sized companies, or even a small mom-and-pop company. You know, the military provides many different schools as you go through and you actually gain rank, which, you know, you don't see that a lot on the civilian side. So take a lot of those assets that you've had given to you on the military side and actually translate that into something that the civilian side will understand.
Drill Sergeant Chad Soash writes a blog on recruitment issues. It's called The Chad on jobcentral.com, a resource website for recruiters, job seekers, and employment services. He joined us from member station WFYI in Indianapolis. Thank you so much.
Thank you.